Hi, my name's Connie, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I direct an event in my state capital called Capital House of Prayer, which is a prayer for leaders in our state, and I really glean a lot of necessary information from AFR to just get a greater understanding about ways to pray for government officials, and just really appreciate all the people there and the fact that they're holding the line.
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, God is able to do far more abundantly than anything we can ask or think. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. And it is the last day of Fall Share-a-thon 2025. And if you haven't yet given, we invite you to give and partner with us at American Family Association, American Family Radio. You will be glad that you did, because God is using this ministry to make a difference in lives coast to coast.
And this is Bert Harper, and Jeff, it's been great to be with you these 3 days, and we're excited about what God has done and is doing. I love that theme, yes, He can. And when you look at the Old Testament, God would remind the Israelites what He had done in the past for them to encourage them for the future. So I think we can do that here as well.
We sure can, and we have a $100,000 challenge going, and it's a match. So tell us how that works, Bert.
Well, it means that people before us got here, they gave their money, and now it's available, and it's matched by those who give. If you give whatever amount is given, listen, that match has been and will be made. So listen, it's a great time to give, and it's a challenge. I think that's the reason the ones that give early, Jan and myself, we give early, and we want it to be a challenge to others to join us in doing what God is doing. So that match is on $100,000, and we want to use as much of it up this hour as we can, Jeff. It'd be great not to leave anything over for everybody else. We'd just use it up this hour.
Yeah, that would be super. Well, Bert, obviously big news about the peace treaty between Hamas and Israel. And so I was looking that up. Hamas, let's see, what is Israel receives back the hostages, 48 remaining yep. hostages. I think over half of them are dead.
20 are living and 28 are dead. That's exactly right.
And that's supposed to start soon, within 72 hours is what I'm reading here. And then Hamas receives 1,700 Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails, partial Israeli troop withdrawal to an agreed line in Gaza, immediate ceasefire and entry of humanitarian aid. What do you think about that, Bert?
Well, I praise the Lord for the hostages being released and having a ceasefire. Everlasting peace, like they're talking about. Those of us that know the Word of God realize it's going to be a territory that's fought over until mm-hmm. the Lord Jesus comes and settles the situation. But we are thankful, and I know those families of those, even those bodies that will be returned, and they're dead, to have that closure. But the 20 who are living, I'm anxious to see how they look, to be honest. A lot of times they look a lot like they did in the Nazi prison camps. Mm-hmm. And then I heard of this news report, Jeff, that a lady was warned, said, don't you tell how that you were treated, how badly you were treated, because if we hear that you're doing this, we'll punish the remaining hostages even more harsh. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of anxious to hear the stories not anxious, glad, but knowing how horrific that was, to show how hideous and horrible Hamas really is. So we're praying that they'll be released and do it quickly.
Yeah, so I have a guarded optimism there. I mean, I'm glad. I'm with you. I'm glad these hostages get to go home. But you're dealing with an entity, Hamas, that hates you and wants you dead and wants you eradicated from the river to the sea. How do you ever have lasting peace with somebody like that? They're just going to rearm and re-up and just wait for another time to attack. So it's not going to be a lasting situation.
It will not. Now, I don't know what the agreed on line exactly where it is, but it sounds like they're not giving the whole Gaza Strip to them at this point in time. I don't know what will happen. But again, we're hoping that there will be a peace, you know, temporary peace. Mm-hmm. I was just reading an article, 3,400 years that they've been keeping up with it. Only 286 of those years have been what you would call peaceful in the world without mm-hmm. battle going on. But the territory there, it's the most fought over territory there is. And Jeff, I said it earlier today, and so we may have a new audience. You know, we do not believe in replacement theology, that the church has replaced Israel, but we do know that God gave Israel a opportunity to be missional. Now, theirs were come and see. In other words, I've given you this land. I've given you how to govern this land, how to live in this land. So when strangers and sojourners come through your land, because you're strategically located between three continents, you had Europe, Asia, and Africa connected. And when they come through there and they see you and hear you, the God you worship, it will be evangelistic, missional. Now, the church, guess what? We're to go into all the world in place of come and see. We're to go and tell everyone. Mm-hmm. And so that property, the purpose God had for it, the purpose God has for it, it has been fought over again and again. And I do believe, as you do, it will continue, although we're praying that there will be a peace for a while at least.
Mm-hmm. And we support Israel because the Bible is clear that God chose Israel, as you said, Bert, to be his touchstone to minister to the world. And the Savior comes from Israel. And, you know, the Lord is coming back one day to the land of Israel. He's going to fight the Battle of Armageddon. He's going to put his feet on the Mount of Olives, and he's going to defeat the Antichrist and his enemies and set up his kingdom there in Jerusalem, and he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. We believe that, and the Bible teaches that. The book of the Revelation teaches that, and so it is exciting to see, but Bert, between now and the return of Christ, there are going to be a lot of tears and a lot of difficulties. And just in reality, a lot of people are going to die. The tribulation period is no joke. It's the day of the Lord, and it's a day of wrath.
It really is. And we just got some news that should make 877-616-2396 ring off the wall. The challenge. We just got this text from our director, Jonathan Coker, and he said, sorry, guys, I didn't let you know this, but the challenge, the match, has been raised from $100,000 to $175,000. We got more work to do, Jeff. We got to get those phones ringing, brother.
Yeah, that's right. So if you thought, man, I'm gonna come up with a $100,000 check, that would be great. But now it got upped a little bit. So, but you can do your part. Here's the thing, you know, Bert, we always encourage people, bring that to the Lord and just pray and ask, say, God, what would you have me give? Now, we always want people to tithe to their church.
Yes.
The tithe goes to the local church. But the offerings, the overflow, the above the tithe, that goes to ministries that really make a difference in your life. And here's what the Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. If Bert sows 10 watermelon seeds and I sow 175,000 watermelon seeds, who's going to have more watermelons? I'm going to.
But I could eat them all, you know.
So let each one do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. Bert, it is a joy to give. As the Lord said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, we all like to receive, but it's even more fun and more joyful to be a giver.
It really is. I was raised on the farm, so I just helped my dad all the way through my senior year in high school. And when we graduated, I got, back then I called it a real job. But I'm telling you, farming's a real job. Yes. Hauling hay, yes, it's a real job. But honestly, didn't get paid. You know, dad gave me some, but you know. But right. The first time I got a paycheck, I remember it to this day. One of the most exciting things I did was to give the tithe off of that check. I remember that to this day, and mm-hmm. it's still joyful. And speaking of that, of giving, people want to know, well, you know, we give. We don't give money to get something from you guys. But guess what? If we've received, we want to give as well. So if you call that number at 877-616-2396, and make your pledge, we want to send you, if you give a $150 one-time gift or more, we want to send you a Founders Planner. It's a 2026 planner that you can keep up with the year in. But if you give, again, that word give, and become a Great Commission partner, that's $30 or more per month. You not only get that planner, but you get a book, 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy and the end time. Alex and myself wrote that. And it not because, okay, we, you know, you're buying this. That's not the idea. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Guess what? It's a blessing for AFR to give back to the people who's given them, Jeff.
It really is. And just so you know what your gift and what your support means, we have wonderful testimonies from listeners. And so let's listen to one of those right now.
I have been listening to American Family Radio for many years. Actually, since just before Sandy Rios joined you. What a beautiful addition she was. Also, we have been monthly supporters of AFR since about 2012. Your station is such a beautiful mix, biblically faithful, spiritual and personal encouragement, accurate exposition of current news and events, and a lot of warm humor sprinkled throughout. Listening to AFR is, for an oldie like me, a bit like coming home each day. And the welcome mat is clearly out for all newcomers. Thank you all for the faithful hard work you do daily at AFR. You are much appreciated and much loved. Thank you.
How sweet.
Amen. When you hear testimonies like that, it is, I'll tell you, for me, doing the programs that I do and involved in them, it makes me want to do an excellent job. I want to say a more excellent. I want to do excellent, and I just want to continue opening the Word of God accurately with passion and compassion. Those two words really should go together, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Passion. Man, yeah, I believe what in we're doing. I believe it with every fiber of my being, but I want to do it with compassion that those people who are hearing, and some of them are incarcerated, some of them have just gotten out of rehab, and they're looking, am I going to be able to stay clean? And mm-hmm. and we want to have compassion with those that are struggling with their identity and say, listen, God mm-hmm. can do this. And Jeff, I've seen it, and when these people call in and tell the difference that God's made in their life through AFR, it makes us want to continue doing that job that God's called us to do, doesn't it?
It really does. And so we have the great joy as Christians to speak the truth in love. That's what we're commanded to do. You know, Bert, it's kind of funny from the standpoint of strange. When Jesus did miracles, he would tell people, don't tell anybody, my hour is not yet come.
That's right.
And what did they do? They told everybody. And then he tells us, after his resurrection, now go tell everybody, and we have trouble telling anybody.
Yep.
And so when you partner with American Family Radio, you're partnering with us as a team to tell everybody from coast to coast and around the world through the internet that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through Him, and He will save anybody, no matter what you've done. If you will turn to Him in repentance and faith, He will save you, He will wash you white as snow, He will change your life from the inside out. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, along with Bert Harper. We'll be right back.
After crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land, God instructed the children of Israel to take stones from the river and make a memorial. When their future children would say, "What do these stones mean?" the parents would recount the Lord's deliverance of Israel from slavery and Israel's arrival in the Promised Land. In each of our lives, there are events that ought to be remembered, events where the Lord moved and delivered us. Whether we use stones, photos, or special celebrations, it matters only that we take time to remember what the Lord has done and pass that testimony on to future generations.
Since 1977, the American Family Association has been informing, equipping, and activating individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. The Lord has given us many victories over the years that laid the foundation for our work today and into the future. Learn more at afa.net.
I really just started listening to this radio station, and it really has impacted my life as a Christian, as somebody that's needing really valuable information about COVID and just the world situations going on. I just wanted to call and say thank you for just doing what God has called y'all to do.
Marathon continues on American Family Radio. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with my friend Bert Harper. And it is the last day of Share-a-thon, and if you have not yet given, we would encourage you to take advantage, especially this hour, as we have the $175,000 match going on. And so your gift is effectively doubled in that scenario, and we would love you to pray and just ask the Lord, "Lord, what would you have me give?" And then just obey Him. So if that's a $10 gift, a $50 gift, a $100 gift, $1,000, $2,000, whatever it might be, you just obey Him. You can never go wrong obeying the Lord.
And people are calling in. Before me, I have a screen, and it tells you the names of the first names of people who have called in and their location. And I just enjoy doing that, Jeff, just looking over there, because it's really from coast to coast. And as you said, because of the internet, we have a worldwide reach. And now most of the calls, they're not from other countries. They're from the United States.
Yeah.
But on Exploring the Word and on Trivia before that I've been on, we've had calls from England and Italy. And so that's always amazing. So it's fulfilling the Great Commission. Our mission says this: the mission of American Family Association, American Family Radio, is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. Now, listen to this word. It says to give aid. We understand the church, and Jeff's already referred to that about tithing to your local church where that ministers to you and you serve in. But God also calls us to give above and beyond. And when you give to American Family Radio, you're helping the church give aid. We're giving the church aid to fulfilling the Great Commission. And Alex and I do that on Exploring the Word, but I hear you each morning, Monday through Friday. Jeff, man, the interviews you do, the Bible study you give, your wife joining you a lot of times and just sharing what the difference God has made, we are aiding the church in carrying out the Great Commission. And when people call 877-616-2396 and make that pledge, they're a part of it, aren't they?
They really are, and it's cool to be a part of something that reaches so many people. And you know, Jesus said that the one that gives a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, he will not lose his reward. And so even when we think, well, you know, what is my gift? If you give a monthly gift, let's say you give a monthly gift of $30 a month. You say, well, $30 a month, that's not very much. But when you give $30 a month, and then another does, and another does, and another does. Remember that that commercial for Breck shampoo, Bert? They told two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.
Oh,
and
yes.
It just shows how it grows. And so as many, many across the country give and say, hey, I'm gonna be a part of this, then you're a part of something great and a part of something that does touch lives. And we'll find out in heaven how many lives we impacted through our witness, through our giving, through the way we lived, as we shine for Christ and as we share, and as we partner with solid ministries. You know, that's the other thing, Bert. We have to be careful as Christians that we're not partnering with heresies. We want to partner with solid biblical content.
Amen. And we're committed to that. I mean, I was on the board before I became a part of AFA's, you know, staff. And I just want to tell you my high regard for them, knowing how they love the Lord, loved his word, and had a biblical worldview. Listen, it was exciting to be a part of it and to share in what God was doing through them. It's what God is doing. This is what we need to understand. It is God. And that's why our verses say it well, Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him, God, Jesus, who is able, and I know you memorized in the King James and New King James, the English Standard Version says, who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work where? Within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. So if there's anything good, anything that is exceedingly abundantly more than we could even ask or think, it is what? The power that works in us, and that power is the indwelling Holy Spirit through the Word of God. You combine those two things, Jeff, what do you think about this? The Word of God and the Spirit-filled believer sharing the Word of God, you've got quite an instrument of God's grace, don't you?
You really do. And I shared last night, Bert, in our Wednesday night service, I'm going through 1 Peter, and I talked about, you know, Peter, I've called this series Suffering and Salvation, because 1 Peter is writing, Peter's writing to a group of people that are experiencing persecution and difficulties. And remember this, when life is the hardest, that is the greatest opportunity that you have, that I have, that we have to shine, because anybody can praise God when everything is going great. But it's in the tough times, in the hard times of life, when you can still praise the Lord, when you can still trust him, when you can say with Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. That gets people's attention, because lost people don't have that strength. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Bert, is a favorite verse for many Christians, Philippians 4:13. That's not talking about I can kick a 70-yard field goal. It's talking about I can deal with the difficulties of life, because the Lord who lives inside gives me strength.
When you read that in the church at Philippi, you know, I say this too, and I hate to, I might have a new audience thing we do on Exploring the Word, but I say this all the time. They say, I want to be like the New Testament church. And I usually follow up, which one? Which one? and the two that just dry, and three really, because we talked about Berea the other day. That's a third one. But the first two that I see is Antioch and Philippi. They were missional in their purpose. They had a a biblical worldview. When I say that, in living and in missions, your biblical worldview should be more than just how you view life. It should be your mission of what God has given to us of the Great Commission. So that biblical worldview, it enhances your entire life, your entire being. It's not just segmented here and there. No, it's everything that you do. And part of that is your stewardship, your giving. And again, we're asking you to partner with us and be a part of the family by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Make your pledge. And again, I will remind you, we didn't know this when we first started. We thought it was just 100,000. Hey, like that just. Mm-hmm. But then Jonathan let us know it's a $175,000 match challenge. And so right now, man, you give and it is increased. Let me just share it that way. It's increased and it makes more of what God is doing. And you can be a part of it by calling 877-616-2396.
Well, what I like too, Bert, is so some people may listen on the radio and they think that that's all American Family does is just radio. But American Family Association has so many arms in different endeavors to make a difference in promoting a Christian biblical worldview. We have AFA Action. We have AFA American Family Studios that produce great movies like In His Image and The God Who Speaks and Culture Warrior. And this is one of my personal favorites is The Stand magazine that American Family Association produces on a monthly basis. And you can get it in print form and put it in your hands, or you can get it online. And the first time I was sent that and I got it, I just thought, well, I'll just kind of thumb through this. And I picked it up, and it is a substantial magazine. It's not just a couple of pictures and, you know, you flip through it in 2 minutes and you're done. I just got engrossed in it. I said, this is great. And so we, for First Baptist Church in Texarkana, the church I pastor, we always have in our church newsletter that goes out every week, we have a little blurb from the Stand magazine. We call it the Culture Corner, and we take items from the Stand to share with our church. So, Bert, that Stand magazine has been going on for how long?
It's been going on for ever since Don. That was the first thing Don did was in print. Now, they didn't call it the Stand, but it was all before that was called the Journal. And a few years ago, probably 2 years ago, they changed it to the Stand because we incorporated what we did online with the magazine itself. Before that, it was two different things. Oh, you had right. The Stand that we had online where people would blog, and then we'd have the Journal. But 2 years ago, they, you know, using those resources, they put them together. And now, and the people who write, man, they're sharp. Matthew White, if you get anything by that guy, read it. I just tell you, he's a pastor, and he writes. And then Stacy Singh, she writes, her husband, missionary. And so you get all these biblical worldviews. Rebecca Davis, who's the editor, her husband's a pastor. And so it is saturated with the Word of God. Yeah. And listen, the Word of God doesn't come back void.
No.
And if it's in print or shared. And so that's why you can call 877-616-2396. And as Jeff said, you're not just doing the radio. You're helping mass the studios, the Stand, the news department. I put it this way. It was a lot bigger than when it started back in 1977, Jeff.
Well, I know they told me, and Joy Lucius does such a great job there at the Stand, but they told me, I think in the heyday of the Stand, before things went so much online, they were sending out over 100,000 copies a month.
Yeah.
And it's a nice magazine, a color magazine. So to produce that is not—that's not a cheap endeavor. That's a massive endeavor. I think, Bert, I like online stuff, but I don't like online stuff for magazines and publications like that. I'm still old school. I like to have things in my hand. I like to get a book and put it in my hand rather than read something online.
Well, I take my Bible to the pulpit to read from, not a pad. There's just something about, and I've thought about this, asking people that bring their phones, their iPhones, and their pads to church and look up the scripture, put that sound of turning pages. The first time people started doing that, looking at their cell phones and pads, while I thought, what are they doing? I finally figured it out. Hey, Bert, they're in the technology age.
Yeah.
But there's something about the Word of God and magazine or whatever in books in print. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine when they changed from scrolls to books? They said, man, I don't like the way that book opens. I like to hold it from top to bottom, not from side to side. So things change, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. But, and you know, when you give, as we said, when you give, you join a team of like-minded believers who are wanting to make a difference, wanting to be salt and light. And when you hear the testimonies from callers, it just makes such a difference. So let's listen to one of those right now.
Hi, this is Donna in Spring, Texas, and I came to Texas in 2019. Look, I got here as soon as I could, but when I got here, I discovered AFR, and man, I'm telling you, I thank God every day, and I'm in the car a lot of days, a lot of time, and that is where my station is fixed. You have been such a staple in my life, and I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, here's what the Bible says, Matthew 6, from the lips of Jesus. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, Bert, all of us have problems with, you know, our hearts being attached to the things of this world. I think about Lot's wife, and they told, you know, when the angels came in to deliver Lot and his family, they said, do not turn back. And Lot's wife turned back. Her heart was connected to that terrible city of sin. And, you know, it's, if you're not careful, you can start loving this world. And one of the ways that you keep your heart from loving this world is by using the resources, financial resources that God has given you, and lay up treasure in heaven. Because when your treasure is in heaven, there will your heart be also.
So a good question to ask is, where is your treasure? You know, is your treasure going to burn up, or is it going to last? And the Word of God is... Let me just share with, that's the key. Honestly, the Word of God, sticking to the Bible, even on the talk shows, the daily shows that talk about today's issues, the Word of God is the basis from which we look at all that. And that's why I believe AFR is so effective. And people, listen to that. Here she was, she moved to Texas. And I hear this a lot, discovered AFR. It's mm-hmm. It's like a treasure that they've discovered, and what a treasure it is. And listen, I was a listener before I was a quote an employee, and this is a great ministry. And listen, it was founded correctly. It continues to stay with the stuff. It is not losing its vision with generational change, Jeff. That's awesome.
Yeah, that it really is. And, you know, you have the talk programs, and then you have the preaching programs at night. And I've been privileged to be a part of American Family Radio, I think, since 2010 or right around in there. So about 15 years From His Heart Ministries has been airing on American Family Radio at the drive time, 6 p.m. Central Time. And it's been such a blessing. And then after my program, then you have, for a long time, you had Ed Young Sr. at Second Baptist in Houston. Now you have John MacArthur that has come into that time slot, and David Jeremiah, and just lots of great, solid teaching. And one of the things I love about American Family Radio, Bert, is that they are very careful, AFR, AFA, very careful who they put on to make sure that the doctrine is true. You know, we can disagree about finer points of biblical teachings, but As the old saying goes, in essentials unity, in non-essentials liberty, in all things charity.
Amen.
We love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ.
We really do, and we're thanking God for what He's doing here at AFR. As Henry Blackie would say, find out where God is working and join Him. He's working here. Join us by calling 877-616-2396, or you can go online at AFR.net. Make your pledge right now, $175,000 match challenge. Man, what an opportunity to give and share and make a difference here at AFR at Share-a-thon 2025.
Vice President Emeritus Buddy Smith.
Yeah, Don just stopped and he just came by my office one day and he said, I've been thinking. You know, he just said, I've been thinking. Said, what about? Said, I think we need a Sunday morning praise. And he said, we didn't have anything on this station. We just didn't have. And it was a couple hours. I think, as a matter of fact, it might have been 3 hours. I think it was. And we did that about a month. And I remember he stopped by my office one day and he said, you know, I've been thinking. He said, you know, most of our listeners, they're in church on Sunday morning. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, what about Sunday evening? Would you be willing to give that a try? I said, oh, absolutely. So we moved it to Sunday evening. And we called it Sunday Evening Praise. And it started at 6 p.m., went until 10 p.m. And it was 4 hours. And Marky was back in the days that, you know, it was all CDs. Nothing was computerized in terms of songs on the hard drive. So we had the rack of CDs, and then the spots were not fired automatically either. They were on carts, and so and that's all. Yeah, I didn't do radio. I didn't do this during the week. That was not my job. So it was just Sunday night. So I was in there, and everything was kind of geared to the telephone. So when there were alarms, you know, as the network grew, then, you know, whether it was a tower light or the temperature in one of the studio, you know, the phone would start ringing. And so in the midst of pulling the songs and the carts and all that, you know, then I was over here trying to clear the alarms and whatever. I mean, it really got interesting. And then on top of all that, I remember one funny story. One night, all that was going on, it was a weather event happening somewhere. It always was. And so, Brother Don called. He said, well, buddy, he said, you think anybody's listening? I said, Brother Don, I sure hope so. And he said, well, let's find out. Let's just throw that 800 number out there. And he said, now you tell them you don't have time to visit. And he said, just tell them it's just you in the studio. So if they would just give you their first name, And where they're calling from. And I said, Don, I said, I don't know if I can do that. I said, you know, I got all this going. Oh, yeah, you can. So anyway, I threw the number out there, and of course, all the lines immediately lit up. And so I'm, you know, trying to make little notes, keep things going. Well, about the 10th or 12th caller, I forget, it was Brother Don. Well, you know, are you getting any calls? I said, yes, sir, I am. Okay, I'll call you back later. Anyway, just a funny.
Thank you, American Family Radio and late Reverend Wellman. I do thank American Family Radio for allowing me to listen every morning and just all throughout the day, and praise the Share-a-thon goes well in that precious name of my personal Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all at American Family Radio, and God bless our great nation, the greatest nation on God's planet Earth.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. or give online at AFR.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Yes, he did. So yes, he can.
Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. That's our key passage for Fall Share-a-thon 2025. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Bert, I have a plaque somebody made me that says two words on it: pray big. Pray wow. big, because God is able to do more than we can even ask or think or imagine. So we need to pray big. Don't pray little prayers. There's a poem I like, says, "You are coming to a king. Large petitions with you bring, for his grace and power are such, no one can ever ask too much."
Wow. Pray big. I agree with that. And listen, you pray big, you play big. When I say play, I'm talking about when you're involved in a contest, you play, do, you know, with all your heart, whatever your hand find to do. And so in praying, you're talking and you're speaking to the God of the universe. What a thought. I just got to say this. I talk about the screen that's before us. It gives the names of individuals and places. I could not help but notice this. I've been doing this for quite a few years, and I noticed, and this is the first time I've noticed this one, from Brooklyn, New York. Okay, Brooklyn, Haiti from Brooklyn, New York has called in and made that pledge. Now, again, we got them from all over the United States, and I've seen them from Washington to Florida and from everywhere. But first time, Brooklyn, New York, right there in the middle of what is going on in the financial and everything area, Manhattan, not far away. So I, you know, that gives me, we got people. And they're his agents, God's agents everywhere. I tell public school teachers, I said, y'all, you guys, stay strong. You're an agent of God in the middle of what is trying to be done, and we want God to be there. So here's God in Brooklyn, using a man or person in Brooklyn, New York, Poplarville, Mississippi, from everywhere. People are calling in at 877-616-2396 or going online at AFR.net. Jeff, that just did me good. I wanted to throw that in, brother. Hope it didn't throw us off track too much.
No, it didn't at all. And so we have a $175,000 match. We'd love for you to be a part of that. It makes such a difference. And listen, it is an encouragement to my heart to be able to give to American Family Association, American Family Radio. And the Lord loves a cheerful giver. We don't want anyone to give grudgingly or under compulsion. You know, can you imagine, think about Christmas time. You give to a friend, a loved one, and you're like, well, I didn't want to buy you this, but I did. They wouldn't want it. They'd be like, well, you just keep it. And so God doesn't want us to give like that. He wants us to give cheerfully. The Lord loves a cheerful giver, somebody that says, Lord, you've given so much to me, I want to give back. Bert, I saw something the other day. I thought this was so cool. It's from Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player. And he said that he doesn't ever go to the store without buying something for somebody else. And he normally buys, like he'll buy a bike or several bikes for a mom with her two boys or something like that. And I saw a video with him, and he would just be like, pick out a bike. He'd ask your mom if it's okay if I buy you a bike. But he said these words. He said, I can't keep all of this to myself. And, you know, I've been given so much and so many opportunities. I want to share that with other people. Now, I don't know where Shaquille O'Neal is spiritually, but I thought, you know, that's a guy that gets the joy of giving. Hey, even if you're not a Christian, my uncle was Jewish, but he tapped into the joy of giving, and giving truly is a joy.
That is a biblical worldview. I mean, you know, all the people that have a biblical worldview are not necessarily followers of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And this is when we go back to the founding fathers. Many of them were followers of Jesus. They just were. But just if not all of them, just about every one of them had a biblical worldview.
Right.
And when I was in school, now I'm older than you, but when I was in school, there before they, quote, did away with prayer in school, put the Ten Commandments out of the way, even no matter, these guys that didn't go to church, they still had that biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. And somewhere along the line, America started swaying against that and going against it. And now I really believe that Charlie Kirk and what he was saying and what people were grasping onto, what he was saying, that biblical worldview. And they said, you know, a biblical worldview and common sense kind of go together. I know you can stretch that too far, Jeff,
right,
but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, well, when you think through stuff, I think you will have that view.
Yeah. I think that, you know, even all the founding fathers had a fear of God. Now, they may not have been born again believers, every single one of them, but they recognized that God was the creator and God was the one who gave us our inalienable rights. And as the scripture says, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of everything. It's the first button on your shirt. You get that one wrong and everything else is going to be wrong. And I think, Bert, one of the things that has happened in our country is we've lost the fear of God, and we desperately need to pray for revival. But how does revival come? When does it come? It's when Christians start to fear the Lord again, a healthy fear of God, not to be afraid of Him, but to have reverence and awe for Him. And that spills over into helping other people see that God is real, and we treat Him as the God He is, the one who needs to be worshipped and adored and given ultimate, the highest respect and reverence, because He is Creator God.
Yes, Jeff, amen. And I tell you, that's what makes the programming on AFR effective. It's because of that. Now, we're followers of Christ, and we bring with that healthy fear of God. It's beginning of wisdom, and you combine three things. If you can combine three things, I want to tell you, you're on the right path. One, experience, understanding, and cap that off with wisdom. And I want to tell you, you will look at things squarely. You will see it the way it should be looked at, because there's a lot of things that come through experience, you know, but experience by itself is not sufficient. And then understanding of how things, this is important to how it works. Then you put wisdom on that. And the neat thing, James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives what? Stingily? No, liberally. He gives it full. And so that's what we're trying to do. And again, our mission statement says to inform, equip, and activate. So part of what we do is equip with this biblical worldview so that people can look at everything that's in their life squarely and correctly and make the decisions that follow. So when you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and make your pledge during this $175,000 challenge. Listen, you're not just putting into yourself, you're putting into others. And that's part of the blessing of AFR, is the teamwork that we do together to make this possible, isn't it, Jeff?
It really is. You know, I was thinking as you were talking, Bert, Luke 6:38, where the Lord says, give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap, for by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Now, God is a giver. And so as we give, God gives back to us. Now, we don't give in order to get, but Bert, is just like you said. So our listeners, they say they're going to give $150 or more. Well, we're going to send them something because we want we want to be an encouragement to them. You gave to us, we want to give back to you. And if you give a monthly, $30 or more on a monthly basis, we want to give you that planner, that 2026 planner, plus the book that Bert and Alex wrote about the prophecy and 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy and the end times. And so we want to do that, but how much more does God want to do that? There is a very famous entrepreneur named R.G. Letourneau. We have Letourneau University here in Longview, Texas, and R.G. Letourneau was a tremendous Christian, and he was such a giver. And, you know, he built those huge earth-moving machines, and that's how he made so much money. But he was a reverse tither, Bert. He said, I'm going to keep 10 and give away 90.
Hallelujah.
And he continued to amass wealth. And somebody asked him about it, and he said, well, I shovel it out, and God shovels it back to me, and God's got a bigger shovel than I do.
Amen.
Because God, given it, will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap. And so we don't give as some kind of contract with God. We give because we love the Lord. And just know that Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 is in the context, and that verse, 4:19, is in the context of giving.
Yes.
And so as we give, God says, I will be faithful to you to supply all your needs.
Amen. Listen, if you ever need encouragement, read the book of Philippians. If you want to be challenged to be faithful, read the book of Philippians. If you want to be encouraged when you're going through difficulty, read the book of read the Bible. But I love the book of Philippians. When I was in college, we had, in taking Bible courses, we had to pick a book to do an essay on and critique. And I chose Philippians. It fits my personality. You know, he didn't have to get on to people too much. He was saying, let's go, encouragement. And so it fit my, you know, what I thought and what I wanted to do. And what a book it is. And nobody, and this is what it said, nobody, not a single church, has continued to give to me without hesitation like you. You've given to me when I was in need. You gave to me when I had enough, but you gave continually. We want givers like that at AFR. Listen, and it doesn't, the amount, God can take the amount, he can give the increase, so we trust him. So make that call right now, no matter how big or how small, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net.
Well, let's hear another testimony.
Hi, my name is Callie. I'm from Allen, Texas. I started listening to AFR several years ago when I lived in Indiana. It has been such a blessing to find a radio station that actually can speak the truth and speak God's word through the very, you know, many broadcasters that you have on your radio station. I love listening from 7 a.m. in the morning all through the day. I love the variety of the radio cast members, and I love the different views and takes that everyone has. I love how it relates back to the Bible, and there's always inspirational messages as well as cross-references to where God spoke to us in the Bible. I pray that AFR will continue to have a long-lasting impact on many listeners throughout the United States and the world, and I hope that everybody has a blessed day.
How sweet. Well, that's she probably speaks for many, many people, Bert, that turn American Family Radio on in the morning and they listen throughout the day. Maybe they're in the car or they're working in the workshop or just working about the house. I've heard many, many stories like that. And it is awesome to see how the Lord is using American Family Association, American Family Radio. And we encourage you to be a part and get on board with this $175,000 challenge and make your voice heard and partner with us.
I just got this to add before we go off. The numbers have grown while in our hour. This is usually one of the difficult hours for us, people calling in. But I just want to tell you, you, those of you called, you've made a difference today and made a difference in eternity. Keep on calling 877-616-2396. And Jeff, it was good to be with you. Always enjoy it, brother.
Thank you, Bert. Such a pleasure. Well, go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and know that God will use you as His witness. God bless you.